Good morning. Yeah, I'm just about to get my tea. Hang on. I don't usually drink tea. So, it's 10 in the morning, beautiful Sunday, got my breakfast here, bread bun sliced in half, chicken breast slices on each of them, and a slice of cheese. Might sound weird, it's pretty normal. And I have tea. I want to ramble about something, so let's see. All right, Marco wanted me to ramble about my philosophy on life, the universe, and humans, etc. Which could really mean anything, I guess. Not bad. So at least it's not that stupid lemony crap. Philosophy on life, the universe, and humans. Let's take it the other way around. So humans. Life. There is no purpose with our lives or lives other than the purpose we make. Because to me, this is it. We have this one chance to do right, and it's 2 nights ago, and I show him that I love him more too. No, one of my bedroom door turns the stage deck on, and the spotlight is on, and I'm singing, and when I'm gone, just carry on, no more. There really isn't much more to it. I know that people would like there to be more, but for me, the fact of the matter is, we're just animals. Like, we might call ourselves humans, but, and differentiate between them being a species and us being a species. And while that's supposedly true, the only difference between me and my dog really is that I can comprehend more things in a more complex manner than you can. We're still creatures of a base instinct. The psychology of human behavior is interesting, but the fact is just that we define patterns and follow them in certain ways, and in the end, I feel like you can dumb down our mode of behavior to something quite primal, for the most part. Which, in a sense, is also one of the reasons I'm not religious in any kind of way. I don't believe that there is anything. Because in a very base way, I feel like the best explanation for people is that we're just trying to get through life in the most comfortable way possible. And when you're faced with tough decisions, it's often easier to quantify it into something more or something less complex. And that to me is why a lot of people look towards a higher power to lose some of that agency and to give up some of that power to something that, well, this bad thing happened to me, but it's not because it's random. It's not because it was something that I was at fault for. It was someone else's plan for me. So for me, humans are quite simple pattern of behavior animals. You know, call it cynical. I don't know. I don't really think it is. I just think it's a rational way of looking at things. I guess that tied humans and life together. The universe. I don't know. Also, my outlook on death is, if it happens, it happens. If I in some way become disabled, then I don't want to be kept alive. If it's to the point where I lose brain function or motor function, then I don't want to. And then I'll just go back to being whatever I was before. I'll become part of the universe as it was. My living here has made differences for people I've interacted with, but in the big scheme of it all, it's made no change, really. Okay, so the universe. Life on Earth is basically meaningless in the sense that we have no purpose and the universe is just one big giant place where I assume there might be life in other places. Why it exists, I have no fucking idea. The why question is ridiculously complex, and I have no idea how we even started to figure out all the other things we know in science, but I'm glad we did. Makes you feel really small. When you think about it. Also makes you think of how hostile the universe really is. I mean, sure, we can breathe here, but travel 40 miles up into the air and suddenly you probably can't. I don't actually know where the layers are, but it's not too far off. You know, if you end up somehow outside in space, your blood will boil because of the vacuum. Or you'll die from radiation or lack of oxygen or whatever. If somehow we develop space travel to the point that we can actually move fast enough to explore the universe, you know. If you get caught in a gravity well of a black hole, you're just dead. It's just too bad. I mean, light can't escape from it, so you can't either. The fact that the sun will blow up at some point is crazy to think about. The fact that at any given point in time, like right now, we could be hit by a meteor that would wipe out the Earth. We could be caught by a neutron star that's traveling a gajillion miles an hour that would completely annihilate the whole galaxy. Yeah. Because I think people are often forgetting that, you know, we don't live in a closed system or whatever. And the whole Milky Way is moving. If I have that much else to say. On that. I thought the movie Interstellar was very interesting. It's kind of a mindfuck. I don't know if you watched it, but you should. Not gonna spoil anything, but there is something about a black hole in it. Maybe going back to the whole we want to get through life in the simplest way, or like comfortable. It's setting us up for failure. I'm pretty sure climate change is a real thing. I mean, I'm not a scientist in any kind of way, and it could be a lobbyist thing, but I just don't think it is. So much for rational logic, scientific stuff. I haven't read anything about it, but it's scary to think about that. Our consumerism, like the capitalist system, has propelled us into this road of doom where the species might not exist in 100 to 1,000 years. And I mean, as it is with any interaction that we do as humans, once it's too late, then we will start caring. You know, it's not a problem as long as it doesn't directly impact us in that sense. But as soon as it does, then it's an issue. But most likely too late. You know, it's the same thinking with take the whole your grandparent passing away, you know? For most people, or for me, I loved him. I'm just going to use my grandfather here. Both of them, really. You know, and liked spending time with them, but didn't really realize how much I cared until they were gone. And I feel like it's going to be the same thing here. Like, we don't really realize how much we like living in a society that kind of works. Until it's going to be on the brink of war because we don't have whatever, water or crops or whatever. Maybe I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist. I don't think so. But yeah. Mako, if you're going to be listening to this, this tea is better than the lemon one. This is wild fruits, but it still sucks because it tastes like dry water. Warm dry water. With a slight taste of something I could probably say are wild fruits, but it is really flavor lacking in any kind of sense. So yeah. Gonna probably have to buy my... I don't even have a fucking... I don't know. I don't drink tea enough to invest in a tea kettle. But maybe I should have one if people that come over like it too. I mean, I do have an electric kettle, I guess is what it's called. Yeah, the thing that warms water quickly. Returning to the philosophy of life, there's this thing on the internet about this young boy who, I don't know, was somehow there or witnessed his dog's passing at the vet. And I don't know, it's one of those tales on the internet. And he wasn't crying because, and then he was asked why. And he answered something like, well, dogs don't get to live as long because they already know how to love people. And even though, you know, it's a child's explanation and maybe it's just some made up bullshit, I kind of like it. Because it does speak to the purity of animals in a way. Like, they're unquestioning love for the people or the members of their pack. I like that a lot. Yeah, that's about what I have for you, I guess. See you later.